Hey, BJ, did the coaching staff talk to you about what type of role you would play? Obviously, you lined up inside, outside at Clemson. You know, what kind of role do you expect to play with the Giants?
Right now, working on getting down inside, definitely learning all linebacker positions. Never know what can happen with injuries or so forth, so just getting ready to make that contribution.
BJ, have you had a chance to acquaint yourself with the rich history of linebackers this organization has? And if so, what are your thoughts about it?
Oh, man, the history here, man, it speaks for itself. You know, it's a great city of defense. You know, when you talk about defense, this is one of the cities that you think of. So definitely, you know, it's a great thing to be a part of it.
What do you think the best role is for you in the linebacker? Do you view yourself as a middle linebacker? Or?
Yes, I do view myself as a linebacker, but I could fit anywhere. All three of those linebacker positions.
Why do you think your best spot is middle? What about it kind of plays to your strengths?
Well, I just don't get stuff on one side. You know, the ball, you know, if the ball flows one way, then I can get to it. You know, the ball flows the other way, I can get to it. No excuse about getting to the ball.
There's a mentality. I mean, the man in the middle is calling the plays. He wants to be in the middle. Is that you?
Yes, sir. That's me. Yes, sir. Definitely getting in the playbook. Getting things down, you know, getting ready to help the team. Man.
And what about just, you know, the ability to learn the playbook and then call the plays, you know, mm-hmm. be a leader and set up guys who are older than you? I mean, is that mm-hmm. something you think you can get to pretty quickly?
It's something that I definitely think I can accomplish, but it's something that is also a work in progress. And so it's definitely a goal and something that I'm working for.
What's your impression of the draft class and the whole being here and, you know, the whole NFL facility and getting used to sort of what the routine is going to be like?
You know, we drafted a great class, man. I wouldn't want to, you know, have come in with any other guys. The guys, you know, they're built with great character and so forth off of the field. And I think those things will transfer on the field.
Your draft stock was kind of all over the place. Did mm-hmm. you pay attention to the draft weekend? Is that something you watched? And when did you actually first hear from the Giants?
I definitely paid attention to it, strategizing going into the draft. But, you know, I got my call in the fourth, a couple slots before, you know, I actually got picked. And, you know, I was happy when I got that call.
Was that the first time you heard from the Giants, or did you talk to them throughout the process?
I've spoken to them. I actually came here on a visit before, and, you know, I was just happy when they, you know, I got a chance to get my name called.
Have you talked to LeVon Kirkland at all since you got drafted?
Yeah.
What did he tell you?
He's just giving me, great inspiration, man, to just keep working and getting that playbook, learn the playbook and help the team in any way that I can.
You know, you're from a very small town. Mm-hmm. Is it kind of surreal that you're in New York now and a Giant?
I try to keep life simple, man. Football's first, my faith, and then, family, of course. I just try to keep life simple. Don't make things bigger than what they are or things smaller than what they are.